welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, we have war in the Middle East. We're going to talk about what everybody else is talking about. But first, we're going to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel summons the Turkish envoy after Erdogan sends Netanyahu to Allah remark. So Erdogan is saying that he is going to send Netanyahu to Allah. Israel's foreign minister has summoned the Turkish envoy for a serious reprimand over President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's verbal attack on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The tensions between the countries have escalated since the Hamas conflict began. In a post on X on Friday, Israel's top diplomat said that he had instructed foreign minister officials to summon the Turkish deputy ambassador to Israel following Erdogan's recent threats to send PM Netanyahu to Allah. Threats to send Prime Minister Netanyahu to Allah. Turkey withdrew its ambassador from Israel in November in protest to the Gaza war. You who support the burning of babies, murderers, rapists, and mutilations of corpses by Hamas criminals is the last one who can speak about God, Israel Katz stated. There is no God who will listen to those who support the atrocities of murders, burning of babies, rapists, mutilation of corpses. And there's even more that they have not presented in the news because it's so sanitized, raping dead people and homosexuality. There is, he says, you who support the burning of babies, there's no God who will listen to those who support the atrocities and crimes against humanity committed by your barbaric Hamas friends. Turkish Foreign Minister spokesperson Antku Kesili hit back saying, Turkey will continue to speak the truth and bring the indescribable persecution of the Palestinian people to the global agenda. According to him, the crimes committed by Israel in Gaza over the past 6 months can no longer be hidden, and Israel is on trial for genocide. The official wrote in a post on the social media on Thursday. Erdogan said, we leave the person known as Netanyahu to our Lord named Al-Qahar, referring to Allah by one of his 99 names. Let our Lord destroy him. So this is Erdogan talking about the letting Allah destroy Netanyahu. So this is continuing. The Turkish leader has repeatedly compared the Israeli prime minister to Adolf Hitler and accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. As I've stated before, and as many now are stating, this is not a genocide. It is a war on Hamas, terrorists who are taking refuge in hospitals, in schools, public buildings, religious centers, hiding behind the people of Gaza. And the world now is beginning to see, but the propaganda, the Hamas news network, who gives the news and their propaganda to mainstream media in Europe and the United States, in China, South Africa and South America is very powerful, but people now are beginning to state this is not a genocide. It is a war. And if Hamas had not attacked Israel, the civilians in Gaza would not be suffering. There would be no hardship. The hardships they're suffering was because of Hamas. So, then we have what happened in Russia. There is a, now it is known, people are beginning to see that this was the U.S., the Central Intelligence Agency had a hand in this whole matter. It was supposedly individuals out of Tajikistan, but these supposed ISIS individuals, it wasn't a jihad. It wasn't in the name of Allah. It was for rubles, $500,000 to each individual. At least one said he was given $500,000 to go and kill as many people in the mall as possible. He doesn't know where the money came from. It was given to him on a card. He said that it was $500,000, rubles, sorry, not dollars. He received orders via telegram. He didn't see anybody. He didn't meet anybody. In the telegram, it told him the orders were, the instructions were to kill whoever. Whoever you could kill, just kill them. No names of who gave the orders. The Tajikistan, there was no, there wasn't any, when he went to pick up the weapons, he was told by telegram where to go. He didn't know the names of any individual. They just gave him the weapons. That was it. A month earlier, a friend recommended him to some individual, and it began at that point. The present truth.
Sebastian Gorka. If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're simply not listening. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gruska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life. then out of Russia, we have Maria Zakharova. She assessed the American political engineers cornered themselves with their tales of the Crocus City Hall attack being carried out by ISIS terror group. Washington's daily bailing out of its wards in Kiev and the attempt to cover itself and the Zelensky regime they created with the scarecrow of the outlawed ISIS, who we created. What is the logic, you may ask? Money and power. And considering the international legal ban on direct interventions, it is also about sowing a controlled chaos and reshaping the world order by the hands of terrorists. She's correct. The coming world is going to be shaped by the hands of terrorists. And you can call them Islamic terrorists, or you can call them ruling families who are the terrorists, who have the funds and the political means and the power to do basically what they desire internationally and in the United States of America. They are doing it in this country. An example, as I have stated before, I have an outline of things I'm going to present, but I've got a detour present just for hopefully a short period of time. Terrorists are going to reshape and have been reshaping the world. In this country, we have individuals in elected positions and have had for especially 140 years, people so powerful they could reshape a whole country and they could brainwash. And I do mean brainwash. Through propaganda, they could give the whole society cataracts, blindness, and they've done it. We can forget about what's happening in the Middle East. The big change that's taking place is right here in the U.S. As I've stated, the war on Donald Trump, the war on the coming election, the war on our economic problems in this country, now one of these corporations that is invested deeply in making these EVs, the electric vehicles, has just laid off, I don't remember how many, all their employees, basically. And they've laid off all the engineers. And there's going to be a bloodbath, like Trump said, about the automotive industry in this country. The workforce is now being brought in from India, or all the work is going to India. It's being outsourced out of this country. So, economically, we are in big trouble. I'm just not sure that we are going to have an election. Whatever comes isn't going to be what the American people expected. There's going to be a big shift, a big political shift. This may be the end of what we know as the Democrat and Republican system, American politics, what is coming. And there is what I call, I present it again today, continuity of government. The people of this country are one of the threats to the United States of America, to the power structure in this country. The people, not all of them, the conservative / non-rhino Republicans are the big target. The Christians are a big target. So what is coming politically, we can assume, we can think, we can project or not project, we can visualize, I don't even like that word, we can consider what the coming political world is going to look like. I say it's going to be something along the line of a dictatorship where elections are suspended, and when the rulers of this country take over completely, then there's no need for elections at the federal level, at the state level, at a city level. Just like in the communist countries, everybody in every position of power and authority in every government, whether at the federal, the state, region, city level, they will be appointed. There's a big shift coming. And because the American people, there has been a propaganda war, an attack on the American people, a way of putting a spell on the people of this country. And in Isaiah chapter, I believe it was 25, Isaiah, 2,800 years ago, I think it was 2,800 years ago, stated, 2,600, said that there would be a covering that would go out over the world. There would be a veil, like a wedding veil, that would be upon the eyes of the people, not only in the whole world. Internationally, a veil. And people wouldn't have the ability to figure out what is real. This is called exactly what happened in Genesis, when Eve was deceived by the serpent would deceive the people of the world one final time before Christ returns. And this is what we're experiencing internationally right now. There was a gentleman out of Australia, a journalist, and he had something to say that I decided I'm going to take the time to present what he stated. His name was Caitlin Johnstone. He said, the worst actions of your government, and he's speaking like I have stated many times in the past, the nations are watching what happens in this country, and they laugh because the American people are so blind, they laugh at us. He says, the worst actions of your government happen not in secrecy, but right out in the open under the narrative cover of mass media propaganda. The Western Empire doesn't hide its worst deeds. It just manipulates the way people think about them. The empire's worst atrocities happen in the open because the empire's worst atrocities involve butchering and starving huge numbers of people, which is possible to do in secret. They can assassinate a government official here and sign a malignant secret agreement there without needing to do it openly. But murder at a mass scale isn't something you can just conceal in the information page, or I'm sorry, information age. The information age. The U.S. centralized globe spanning power structure, therefore, relies heavily on its historically unprecedented ability to psychologically manipulate global populations when carrying out such atrocities. The empire has invested more heavily in soft power than any empire or government in human history. And the science of modern propaganda has been advancing under this investment at least as rapidly as military technology has been. That's why you can have the most damning information imaginable about the people who rule over us sitting right out in the open, and you won't see anywhere remotely close to the public outrage and backlash you ought to see. The U.S. government can literally back a genocide without hiding any part of it, and the political media class will simply manipulate public psychology into getting lost in a bunch of hogwash about self-defense and human shields and difficulties delivering food and medical supplies. And hey, Biden is working hard to do the right thing here, and it's all very complicated. And everything bad that happens in Gaza can be blamed on Hamas anyway. Well, here's where I will differ with him. It needs to be blamed on Hamas, because it is Hamas that is part of America's way in which to use these kind of groups to change the world. We do not, America, I'm going to stop and interject this. America needs Hamas. The Nazis in America need Hamas. Why? Because Israel is the enemy of the Nazis, of Hamas, of the devil worshippers, the Satanists in secret societies. Any people who worship the true God or have knowledge of the true God or who God has used in the past or that God has made promises to, like Israel. Israel has been promised a land. Russia was promised a land. God promised all the families of the earth a portion of property that would be theirs. Within the tribes of Israel, each of the 12 tribes was promised an area, a parcel, a portion. This is the way God works. Ham had three sons. Noah had three sons. Ham, Shem, Japheth. Shem would have the Middle East and the East. Ham would have those in the Middle East, south into Africa. Japheth would have the territory north into Iran and into Russia and into Europe. And from there they would spread out to the balance of the world. But Hamas, the Nazi element in the United States government, in the Congress, in the House, in the Senate, in the Defense Department, these Nazis have to protect Ukraine. These are their Nazi brothers there. And their enemy is Russia, because Russia has become God-based, faith-based. They cannot allow that. The great enemy of Nazis and Islamic terrorists and the Satanists globally is faith-based religions based in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And also the people that God chose, the Jewish people who have been given the land that they live in and must protect it. I'll finish this article when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
You you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, the Present Truth podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. There is a spell on the minds of the people of the world. There is a blindness. Everything is... It's like being mesmerized, and without knowing Jesus Christ, without knowing what the Bible says about the time that we are in, no one will put the pieces together. In the book of Revelation, all the pieces have been put together. There is a plan by rulers, the rich, the military leaders of the world, to subjugate all of mankind to a one world religion a one world order. Do you think they're going to bring the religion that has been talked about, the one world religion? What kind of a one world religion is it? It will not be a Christ-based religion. It will not be a religion based on God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It will be the religion of Lucifer. I've discussed this before on the program. At the end of, in 1999, the end of the century, the devil worshipers in this country proclaimed that the century in which we would move into, meaning this century, would be a satanic century. It would be a century where God and the thought of God, the God creator, not the architect of the Freemasons. The Freemasons believe in a great architect, the great Satan. But we believe in a creator who created all things, who knows all things, and directs the direction of mankind through time in a battle zone. He has a nemesis called Lucifer, and Lucifer will employ millions and billions of people throughout time to build Satan's kingdom. And Satan's kingdom will be the kingdom of Satan witchcraft, of Satan worship. I know this sounds bizarre, but I'll take you back to Revelation chapter 13. There is an individual that is coming. And if you won't take his mark, his name, and worship his image, you will not be able to buy and sell. And the word is worship. So this is the religion that these rulers in the world, in America, in China, most of the nations, especially in the European nations, and Africa, and South America, and Russia. There's a Russian devil worship in Russia. But Vladimir Putin has been doing what is best for the country. Russia has returned to their religion, the Russian Orthodox Church, the belief in God, and the Bible. This is why Russia is being attacked. One reason. Another reason is there is a latent anti-Semitism in Russia. And in that latent Satanism or anti-Semitism, Russia is going to be punished. They're going to be punished. Everyone who attacks Israel and the Jewish people are going to be punished. It's in the Bible. I did a program over the weekend on it, on Sunday, on the Olive Tree program, 3-hour program, 9 to noon. And what's happening in the Middle East right now is a family feud. It is a war of family members and enemies around Israel. That's what this is about. It's an ancient family feud. A feud that began 3,700 years ago. And God has yet to punish all of the families of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that have fought the Jewish people for 3,700 years. There has not been the punishment. But God's prophets, Zephaniah, Amos, Ezekiel, Obadiah, I think I said Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, God stated that there will come a time when he's going to punish all of the family members and the nations that have attacked the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It began on October 7th, 2023. The punishment of God, so that God can show the whole world that he exists, and that when it is time for him to punish family members and nations that have been vicious toward Israel, the whole world will see it, and the whole world will suffer because of it. And it is happening. Now I'm going to go back to this article. I want to finish it. It is truly astonishing. It's a truly astonishing power, America, that would inspire awe if it wasn't so evil. Power is control, controlling what happens, but real power is controlling what people think about what happens. We're being controlled in this country through propaganda. Whistleblowers and investigative journalists provide an invaluable service to humanity for which we should be grateful. But what this civilization needs more than anything right now is not so much new information about what the powerful are doing, but rather the ability to lucidly perceive the information that's already been made public. We need people clearly seeing what's already right in front of them, without the lens of distortion and obfuscation that the powerful have placed over their eyes. I have talked about Pilgrim Society. This is the group that controls media internationally, New York and London. Pilgrim Society, the head of the multi-headed Hydra.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Okay, so I'm reading an article from the Australian investigative journalist Caitlin Johnstone, and he's talking about the people of the United States of America and how we are basically under a spell. He said, we need people clearly seeing what's already right in front of them, without the lens of distortion and obfuscation that the powerful have placed over their eyes. Until we find a way to snap a critical mass of people out of the propaganda-induced coma the empire that has placed them in, they'll be able to get away with any evil they need to commit in order to secure their interests and advance their agendas. It is absolutely true. We can work on this front by doing everything we can to get people looking at the reality of what our rulers are doing at every opportunity. In a creative and interesting, in as creative and interesting a way as we can come up with. The more eyes open to the truth, the more lucid perceivers there will be to help open the eyes of others. The war in Gaza is in the Bible. And no book on earth ever written has been able to detail the time that we live in by the what is written by God's prophets in the Old Testament, by Christ himself, by his apostles who wrote the New Testament. Everything is coming to pass. A system where you cannot buy and sell unless you have a mark or a number or worship the image of a beast. Revelation chapter 13 is making it very clear that there will be a nation in the years before Christ returns, and there will be an antichrist, and there will be a false prophet. And these people will be used by Satan to deceive the world. And the antichrist will make people worship him. And even those in Islam are going to be forced to worship antichrist. And in the land of antichrist, there will be no other religions other than his own religion and the worship of him, this a person, as God himself. This is what America, this is the truth of what's coming. The tool, one of the mechanisms in the way in which Satan has been able to deceive the people of America is through the media, like was presented in this article that I just read. The media. In 1909, the British, the Pilgrim Society in London, Pilgrim Society in New York City, working together on two continents, hijacked, took over every form of news via radio, paper, didn't matter. They own social media, they took it over. All of television, all of internet, any form of communication, they rule, they own, they control, they direct to their narrative. Why hasn't the United States, why does the United States continue to support Israel and at the same time support Hamas? America wants Netanyahu's team, this diplomatic team, to come over in the next week and to discuss the new front of this war in Rafah. You see, America wants to make sure that they control what Israel does. They're going to tell Israel, we'll allow you to do this and this and this, but that's it. And Israel has been saying, no, we cannot win this war on this satanic group of murderers until we clear them out of southern Gaza. And Israel is going to do it. But America is telling them, no, we'll tell you what you can do. And Israel saying, no, you won't tell us what we can do. And America wants to say, well, then we'll cut off financial aid. But America won't say that, because America needs Israel. So they won't pull that card, play that card. Then the U.S. could say, well, if you don't go along with our objectives and our plan and let us control you, then we'll stop sending you bullets and bombs. But America can't play that card either, because America needs Israel. Israel is the nation that has brought stability to the Middle East. The only nation. So America is in a conundrum, in a... there's another word I'm looking for. America is in a catch 22. They're going to have to let Israel finish this war. Israel will finish it, because God said Israel is going to punish the people that have afflicted Israel for all these centuries.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Okay, as I finish the program, I want to just say one point that is very important. I've made the statement that this is a family matter, and the world is going to get involved in the family matter, and they shouldn't. There's a story in the book of Genesis about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had his wife, Rebekah, gave birth to two children, to Jacob and to Esau. And Rebekah said that she knew something was happening in her womb. There was a battle taking place, and God told her that there were two kingdoms. And both the boys, they were twins, were born. And eventually Jacob, Esau had a birthright because he was the oldest. Well, Jacob acquired the birthright because he purchased it through for a bowl of porridge or soup. Then later Jacob was a little bit conniving, but it was in a proper way to take the blessing which the children would get. The oldest would get a birthright and a blessing, and Jacob received two. And Esau, because of that, hated Jacob. And he, at that point, this was 3,700 years ago, made the decision to wherever he would find Jacob, he would slay him. He would murder him. So there was murder in the heart of Esau. Well, this family, the children of the sons of the Ishmael, the sons of Esau, the twin brother of Jacob, have hated the Jewish people ever since, and the war that is taking place right now is the hatred of the children of Esau toward the Jewish people. And this is just where it begins. And I don't have time to get into it today. But this hatred 3,700 years ago has never been punished. It is being punished now because many of these children, the ancient relatives, the families of Esau are in the Gaza. And they hate Israel with a hatred that can never be cured. It will continue, and eventually, it says in the Old Testament that the hatred of these Edomites, the sons of Esau, will affect the whole world, and eventually, the world is going to turn on them. Can you see that happening in the days to come? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section. Visit tomorrow.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.